Noon, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your June 1st, first day of hurricane court session. And we'll begin our session today with a invocation led by Commissioner Sinegal and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand?
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, bless us this day. Bless this court, the staff, all elected officials in Jefferson County as we go forth to try and help the citizens of Jefferson County with our decision. Bless all those that are on the front line for democracy, being the ultimate sacrifice, their families and everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. We were discussing prior to the beginning of court, this is not anything that is on the agenda or needs to be, but the discussion was about maybe adopting a dress code for the summer months instead of having to wear ties and coats and all of that stuff, dressing more comfortably, more casually, sort of like Mr. Fountain does every day. But anyway, I think we all agree that would be a good idea, so we'll start that next Monday. Is that all right? Good. Purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB for Jefferson County Courthouse Masonry and Window Restoration. Item B, consider and possibly approve renewal of contract IFB for term contract with Trash Container Service of Jefferson County with Waste Management for a period of from June 3, 2009 to June 2, 2010. There will be a price increase as per attachment A. C, execute, receive, and file renewal of a contract for IFB. It's term contract for this trash container service with Waste Management for the period stated. Item D, execute, receive, and file acceptance for offer IFB for term contract for armored car delivery for Jefferson County with Rochester Armored Car Company, Inc. Contract term is for 1 year from May 26, 09 through May 25, 2010, with an option to renew for 4 additional years. Item E, execute, receive, and file a certificate of substantial completion with GovStar Roofing and Sheet Metal for IFB for the Jefferson County Roof Spire Restoration. Item F, consider and possibly an auction for surplus property as authorized by the local government code to Horns Auction, Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, June 6, 2009, at 9 a.m. Item G, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items. Is there a motion on these? Okay. Have a motion, a second, discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County commissioners, talked with Mr. Fountain regarding the burn ban, and he suggests we leave it as is. There is no burn ban in effect. So we'll just table that, if it's okay. Item B, set a date for public hearing on Monday, June 15th, to receive input concerning the adoption of an ordinance to participate in the Texas Enterprise Zone Program. as amended by the 78th Legislature, Texas Legislature, and to consider and nominate Motiva Enterprise LLC, located at 2555 Savannah Avenue, Port Arthur, Texas, as a triple jumbo enterprise project. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Motion? Second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor. Payment of regular county bills, check number 316-800 through check number 317-032. There a motion on that?
So moved.
Motion?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Clerk. Execute item A, execute, receive, and file a memorandum of understanding regarding electronic recording of real property documents with the county clerk between Jefferson County and Property Info Corporation, Government Service Division. Item B, execute, receive, and file a memorandum of understanding regarding electronic recording of real estate documents with the county clerk between Jefferson County and NGO Systems, Inc. Item C, execute, receive, and file a memorandum of understanding regarding electronic recording of real property documents with the county clerk between Jefferson County and Simplify. Is there a motion on these items?
Judge, I would recommend that before you entertain a motion that we ask the county clerk for a little bit more explanation. I just got these memorandum of understandings this morning. I read through them and I still have some questions about exactly what we're entering into. So
I haven't read mine either.
Carolyn, could you maybe come to the mic and explain what we're doing?
Sure. We're in the process of getting set up to be able to do e-recording, e-filing with the entities that's able to be in compliance with the law and the specifications. So all this is a memorandum of understanding of what's required on their part versus what's required on our part to legally be able to accept these e-recordings, which is nothing but an e-file.
Okay, and I noticed that there's no liability and or monetary compensation that the county has to pay to enter into this agreement?
We've done monetary value on the backside with our upgrade with Manatron that we're in the process of doing now, and that's what gives us the capability to be able to accept e-recordings. So no, there's no additional money. This is just an understanding between us and the companies that we're going to be dealing with to make sure that they're in compliance specification wise for us to be able to accept those recordings.
I received some kind of, I guess, package from County Clerk's office today, but I haven't had time to look at it. Mr. Rugg, has your department had time to review that and digest it?
No, sir, we have not.
Judge, there's nothing pressing about that. I mean, if you want to take the time, we can reschedule it for the next agenda. Yes, that'd be fine.
Table items A, B, and C. Sheriff's Department, item A, consider and possibly approve authorizing the Regional Crime Lab's application for the 2009 Paul Coverdale Forensic Science Improvement Grant. This is a fully funded NIJ grant request in the amount of $82,000, requires no cash match from the county. Is there a motion on that?
I move for
approval. All right, motion.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Juvenile probation, item A, receive and file Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Department proposed fiscal year 2010 budget as per section 140.004 of the Local Government Code. Is there a motion on that?
No.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. And if there's nothing further, we will adjourn this session.